Welcome to December, the 1st of December, pinch punch, 1st of the month. Are we ready to go for another adventure? Today, the 1st of December, is World AIDS Day. 1st of December each year, a time to remember people who have died from AIDS-related illnesses, as well as those living with the HIV. An opportunity for people around the world to unite to eradicate AIDS, to give thanks for all the progress that has been made and to reflect upon all that still needs to be done. If you want to think some more about World AIDS Day, then a quick Google will bring you to many, many results. Today, many will have opened the first window in the Advent calendar on the 1st of December, but it is the fifth day in Advent, which began last Sunday. And if you're just catching up with the adventure here, then the first four episodes can be viewed at any time, as all the videos as we build up through Advent can be in the details. The link will be down below. Many online digital Advent calendars emerging. And again, details down below. The Church of Scotland has a new post for every day in Advent, and I encourage you to have a wee look at that. We recently heard from Don Booth, a member of the How to Be Brilliant group. And again, the link for that is down below. Another of my friends around How to Be Brilliant is Steve Kelly, who is a college principal. And he has an online Advent calendar, and behind each window some help, self-help, some inspiration, some motivational thoughts for each day in Advent. And he's asked me if I would be behind one of the windows. I don't know which one it will be. I've still to record the video for him. So again, the links for Steve's Start to Get Started is his website, and the Advent calendar details will be there. As the countdown for Christmas really begins now that we are into December, I hope all the plans and preparations are going well for you. And I know that for many, as we get closer and closer to Christmas time, a time when many think it's all about joy and happiness and good things, for many, it is a time of great sadness, and the countdown, rather than being anticipation, is one touched by dread. And around the churches here, we recognise that, and a couple of services have been put together by my colleague, Jade, a trainee minister who's with us here. And we will be meeting Jade, not today, but on another occasion on the adventure videos. Jade has put together a couple of services. The first to be this Sunday, 4 o'clock at Acharachol Church, and then on Thursday at Ardgower. They have been titled A Service of Solace, S-O-L-A-C-E. In fact, while it was being prepared, Jade had suggested to me that it be called A Service of Solace, S-O-L-A-S. And I read that as Solace and wondered if it was a wee typo, and then realized that she was thinking of the Gaelic word solace, meaning light, and we think of the light that comes in the darkness. So a nice wee play there on solas, light, and solus, meaning comfort, care for one another. And so those services are happening locally, and if you're not watching locally, our thoughts and our prayers are with one another in the ups and downs of life, and however we are feeling and thinking about Christmas time as it approaches. For many, a painful, difficult time, perhaps thinking of Christmas for the first time without a loved one, or maybe dreading how the cost of living crisis impacts upon all the preparations. And already, and in other podcasts that are still to come, we'll be thinking about how we don't need to live up to the expectations of other people, but doing the things that we know that are right for us as we make the Advent journey and our Christmas, and above all, our engagement with the God who comes to be with us, Emmanuel, the God who loves each one of us for who we are. Tomorrow, the 2nd of December, is World Computer Literacy Day. And as many of you know, I'm a wee bit of a computer geek and love all the tech. And if you've got a question, if you would love to know how to do whatever on your laptop, tablet, smartphone, pop something in the chat and I'll try to rise to the challenge to answer some of the tech issues. Tech is such an important part of life for us all these days. And if there are some hints and tips that we can share, that is all to the good. That's really it for today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow, and indeed every day through our Advent journey. But after a brief blessing as we finish today, I'll leave you with an Advent song, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus." So may you all know of the hope and peace and joy and love of the Advent season. Be blessed, that you might be a blessing to others. Bye for now. Sins release us.